Just one halakha in the laws of Kiddush that we're studying. Just as the men are obligated to make Kiddush on Leil Shabbat, and that's an obligation from the Torah, ladies also have the same obligation. And you might ask, even though making the Kiddush is a positive commandment that's bound by time, Mitzvat Aseh Shazeman Gerama. And we know that any mitzvah that's bound by time, ladies are exempt. But the source of where we learn Kiddush on Leil Shabbat is from the word Zachor. Zachor et Yom Shabbat. So the rabbis learn over there, Bapeh. You have to make a verbal commemoration of it. And we know also that Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur echad ne'emaru. That Zachor and Shamor was said together. Shamor teaches us not to transgress any of the melachot of Shabbat. That's the don'ts. So lo ta'aseh. And we know that ladies are obligated on all the lo ta'aseh, even the ones that are bound by time. And since Zachor and Shamor were said together, so the rule is whoever is bound by Shamor is bound by Zachor as well. And therefore, since ladies are bound to the Shamor, they can't do melacha and Shabbat, so therefore they're obligated to all the positive commandments that are also connected to the Shabbat, namely Kiddush. And the Hadush over here is that since the ladies are obligated like the men, in a case where the man cannot make Kiddush for whatever reason, the lady would be allowed to make the Kiddush and would see the husband Yedeh Chovata. Now, the Kiddush over here also is, let's say, as the rabbi says, Ve'af isha shekevar yatsa Yedeh Chovat Kiddush. Let's say she made Kiddush already. She can still say the Kiddush again to fulfill the husband's obligation from the laws of Arvut. Let's discuss the laws of Arvut quickly. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, which means that all the Jewish people are responsible for each other. In what sense? In the sense that if I did a mitzvah, I fulfilled my obligation, I still have an obligation to make sure that every Jew fulfills that obligation as well. So even though there's no obligation on me technically for myself, because I did the mitzvah already, but I can't do the mitzvah to be motzi somebody else. That's the rule that says, kevan shiyatza motzi. That even though you were yotzeh, you still can be motzi somebody else. For example, I could blow the shofar 100 times on Rosh Hashanah. I blow it for myself, and I can go to every neighbor and blow the shofar again with berachot. Because again, even though I fulfill my obligation already, the law of Arbut teaches me that I have an obligation as well to help other Jews fulfill their obligations. I can read Megillat Esther 100 times. But you did it already, so what? I did it for myself, now I'm doing it for somebody else. That's the law of Arvut. Similarly, by a man, if I made Kiddush already, I can make Kiddush again, but somebody else did not hear it. Similarly, the law is that there's a law of Arvut by ladies as well. That even though the lady heard Kiddush, she can still make the Kiddush for a man that did not hear it. You could argue and say maybe the law of Arvut doesn't apply to ladies. Maybe the law of Arvut was only said by the men. The law is not like that. And therefore, Hakam Avadia writes that even Isha, shekevar yatsa yedeh chovat Kiddush, let's say she was in the, she made Kiddush at home, or whatever it is, for whatever purpose it is, and the husband was sick, and he wasn't able to make the Kiddush, so she can go upstairs and make the Kiddush for him as well, even though she made the Kiddush once before, because that's the deen of Arbut. V'chein, for that matter, a lady that prayed Arbit, so her Kiddush already was fulfilled in the Amidah, when she said, Mekadesh Shabbat. So now the Kiddush that she's making on the wine is only on a rabbinical level. The man, let's say, didn't pray Arbit, so his Kiddush is on a Deoraita, doesn't matter. Even though she's on a Drabbanan, because she can. I tell you, even if she has no obligation, even if she fulfilled the obligation in totality, she can be motzi the man. So certainly when she only has a Hayuv Drabbanan, she can be motzi the man's Hayuv Deoraita as well, Medin Arbut. It's not our practice for the ladies to make the Kiddush, obviously. This is only talking in a case where you have a necessity for a lady to make the Kiddush But it teaches us that when it comes to the kiddush, they have to listen as well. They can't say that's a man's item. No, the kiddush is for them just as much footing. That's why I'm showing it to you from the fact that can be mosi the men. That shows you that when the men are making the kiddush, that they should be cognizant to keep quiet, listen to the berachot, just like the men are obligated.